Welcome back to another episode of Afternoon Delight.
You're terrible.
You better be ready. You better be ready. It's Kyle Rush. It's Ben Taylor. And we're ready to have some fun. If you're looking for us on video, we'll have the members-only subscriptions ready probably by the end of this week, beginning of next week, over at the Auburn Daily YouTube page. As far as audio, if you're audio folks, nothing changes. It's still Afternoon Delight, still every day, 4:30 on your drive home. That's the housekeeping. It's pretty simple.
Other housekeeping, if you want the video, DM me. You got my Twitter down there. I'm selling it on the side.
Oh, my God.
I'll shoot it to you. I'll email it to you from my work account. Kyle will never know about it.
And we are shirtless in this one. So just throwing that out there. No, totally kidding. Ben, I don't feel like people are talking enough about the Alumni Day deal and 250-plus former players coming back. And I think Brad Law said somewhere around the neighborhood of 1,200 total people included. And that also included like family of parents and things like that. And it's not just saying, again, none of this has to equal wins. It's not about that. It's all about the culture piece. But my question to you, Ben, is why is this something that people are like, we haven't seen anything like this in 20 years? Like, not only this, but then you got the band deal. Like, when people talk about college football dying, like we feel detached from college football and so on and so forth, like these are like low-hanging fruit, easy things to do, right? Like, what have we been doing?
It's not just what have we been doing. I think it's what college football has been doing. It's amazing to me that something as simple as that, because I talked to Daryl on my show, Monday about this, and he didn't even go into detail with it, and I kind of wanted to. And reason being is because, Kyle, let me give you an example. So in the baseball world, Galloway took over the program at one point in time.
Sonny Galloway, got it.
They had an alumni event, which was back when they used to bring concerts at the beginning, you know, to Neville. And so they invited all the baseball players to a baseball fundraising event. He didn't talk to any of them. He didn't visit with any of them. And you and I both know one of the former players that we play golf with. He told the story about how they were sitting at the bar and he walked up to them and they said, well, hey coach, we're going to be looking good this season. He said, you guys play? And they said, yeah, we played such and such year. And he said, huh, and walked off.
Yeah.
Well, who do you think contributes to those programs? The alums, and who helps sell them, and who helps when it gets camp time and you say, hey, I need some volunteers to come to camp. You know, you were all SEC catcher. Why don't you come and work with some of these guys? They're not coming. And same with football, when they need linebackers to come back and work a camp, they don't feel any need to. Why? They haven't been talked to.
And if I'm not mistaken, a lot of the baseball additions, a lot of the baseball additions to the stadium, now it's a little bit easier. I say easier. It's not as big of an organization as football is, but a lot of those additions came from alumni donors, like baseball folks. And if you're not, and Butch Thompson like facilitated that. So this is a very similar model to like a Butch Thompson, and maybe even to like a Bruce Pearl and what Stephen Pearl is doing. I went to, you know, several, you know, basketball practices earlier in the summer when they're, you know, I think they only get 8 hours a week or something like that of on the court practice. But you see guys like Jared Harper, just saw Bryce Brown come back, you know, recently. I think Chaney Johnson rolled through recently. Like, you see all these guys coming back because their coaches put the effort into keeping them around the program. And what you said right there talking about baseball is I don't want to say it's to the extreme of – it hasn't been to the extreme of Sonny Galloway to where it's like –
No, I don't
care about you guys. It's just no effort being put in on the football side. And I think it looks like Golish, when he hired Jairus McIntyre, it's not a, hey, pick up the phone and answer when people are calling for tickets type job.
Yeah.
It's like, no, we want all these dudes here.
Yeah.
We want them pouring into these kids.
Mm-hmm.
And we want it all the time. And well, go ahead.
Rob Pate does color commentary for our Auburn High.
Yeah.
We had a programming meeting, production meeting, because they had their first game this past Friday night. And during that meeting, it always turns into, well, let's talk some Auburn football while you're at it. And dude, he was excited about going to this alumni thing. And I saw his, and he was in some pictures. And I said, so you're, he goes, this is nothing like this has ever happened. And I mean, you're talking about a guy that played years ago.
Yeah.
And he hasn't been contacted by coaches or players. Now, he said, I've never been turned away. If I wanted to go to the program or wanted to come up there and visit the new facility, I could.
Yeah. But
he goes, nobody's ever reached out and physically said, hey, man, we got a barbecue. We'd love for you to come and hang out and meet some of the players. And, you know, we've invited this many guys from your team. And so they're coming too. Do you think guys don't want to catch up with guys that they haven't talked to in 20 years?
And oh, I know. A lot of those guys said, this is the first time I've seen this dude basically since we played.
That's why. You know what I
mean? Yeah.
That's why. Because I understand you have alumni weekend. They do that whenever, you know, the football season's going on. A lot of times they'll do that.
Homecoming.
Yeah, homecoming. But not to the extent where they're able to be in their fraternity with – current players that will be a part of that fraternity, you know, one day, and kind of closed off with their families and just kind of making a day of fellowship and enjoying each other and talking ball and talking old times and talking Auburn and talking program, talking the future of the program. And Kyle, it's tough to BS a BSer. I mean, they get a chance to kind of look Coach Golish in the eye and go, you for real, dude? Like, are you what these guys are saying you are? And they seem to have all come away with it very positive. Like, you didn't hear anybody go, well, this weekend sucked. Like, that didn't happen.
Yeah, and I got to think that – so I always look at it like, how does this impact – okay, that's great. Kumbaya, let's hold hands and skip, you know, down the football field. Like, I get all that piece of it. But how does this affect the program in a positive way – that could equate to wins on the field? And I thought about it from the aspect of a player. And it's like, can you imagine the impact? Let me back up. When you go to a school, like, you're expecting that school to increase your value. Like, yeah. You know, not only just on the football field, but maybe in life. You know, I'm going to, you know, when you go to college, you invest in college, and then you think, you know, I'm going to take advantage of the tools that they have there, and then it's going to then propel me into the future. This is a great networking. This is a great, hey, look, they take care of you. They keep you involved. They bring you back. So that guy that's like on the fence of potentially going into the transfer portal or not, he's like, I know that I'd be giving up that. I could potentially be giving up that. I think that is probably something that doesn't cost much money. You know what I mean? That's not a multi-million dollar contract. That's not a huge rev share deal. That's not moving a home game away to play to pay for it. That's just something, hey, I'm sure the meal is expensive. I'm sure the barbecue or whatever they ate was expensive. But that's not something that is going to be like that you have to really like move mountains to make happen. And now you're opening these eyeballs and saying, look at this support system that you're going to be able to have. And they'll get to go mix. And there's some big names in a lot of those folks that came that have been mega successful. So it just seemed like such a no-brainer. And it just makes you wonder why it's never been done before.
Well, and you asked the question just a minute ago because you brought it up. You're right. Kumbaya, everybody feels good. You know, what does this do? And you talked about it coming back. Let me tell you what else it does. Accountability. All those guys that bled and sweat in that locker room before you are now standing in front of you, and you're going to be held accountable. There's a standard that you're going to be held to. And the quote-unquote OGs of the world now will feel comfortable enough to call you out And
yeah, they know you by name.
And yeah, they've now broken bread with you. So you've had a chance to sit down and have a meal. So I think accountability and amongst your teammates. I mean, your teammates can go, those guys didn't show up that Saturday just to eat and leave. They showed up because they believed in this program and they wanted to be here and they wanted to give back to us. Like, you got, this is not the standard that we're supposed to be working by right now. You got to pick it up. And yeah. So it can be used as an accountability factor within the locker room as well. And I just don't think that's being taught. And it's all the stuff, Kyle. It's the standard of being all in on Auburn. I mean, the band showing up, and I know people think that's hokey. It is hokey. It is hokey that they know the fight song. But guess what? Some of my favorite memories are is when Pat Dye is standing up on that chair and the guys are singing the fight song after we beat Alabama. And so, yeah, it's hokey, but it's dang sure fun to celebrate a little bit later on whenever you're a part of it. So,
I love that you use that word hokey, because I feel like that is now the definition of tradition. Tradition now is considered hokey. Tradition now, like some people, when you know, I see it out there. When you start talking about the creed, people like roll their eyes. Or you start talking about Auburn man or Auburn family or stuff like that, people start rolling their eyes because Auburn's just not been that good for so long. And yeah, it's good to see those things be given their true value back. I think it's like you're giving the value back to what it means to be an Auburn football player, and everything that goes around that, I guess. So I love that you use that word, because I feel like if you start talking about stuff like this, people say that's hokey, that's lame, you know, just go win football games. You know what I mean? And to an extent, I get that, but that's also a part about what makes this place special, you know? And usually when this place, that's what helps when people say, let's just get them to Auburn and then they'll get it. Like, you can't lose that piece of it. You know what I mean? You can't lose the things that make Auburn special. And these, to me, were just like really low hanging fruit. You saw some are all like just flat out copied it, like just flat out copied the band thing. Like, yeah. And then posted it after Auburn posted it.
Yeah.
I mean, it was almost, you know, the meme from The Office where it's like two pictures and then Pam is like, it's the same picture. It was the same video. Did you see that?
Yes.
I can't believe who let them post that after.
That wasn't for Florida. That wasn't hokey. That was cringe.
Yeah.
Because that was, as you just said. And getting back to the hokey and tradition, it's supposed to be, man. You got to embrace it. If you live in Tulsa, Oklahoma, you're not going to go roll a dang-gone tree after a win.
Yeah.
Like, you do that here. You know, you're not going to be – city. I mean, it goes from high school football, it's hokey from Friday Night Lights, to college football where we're all in orange and blue and we stripe the stadium and we use shakers, and when the, you know, we're yelling War Eagle when the Eagle's flying down, and after, you know, after home runs in baseball and touchdowns in football, and like, it's supposed to be, it is something unique to Auburn. It's something that people outside of Auburn don't understand. And when you're able to get to Auburn and feel it and be a part of it, then you're like, you know, that's pretty dang cool. And it may be their own little world that they're in. So I think that it's, I'm actually, you have to like Golish for this, because if you don't, you're just contradicting yourself. Because how many people said when Harsin came here, the guy's not an Auburn guy. He ain't buying into Auburn. He ain't buying into recruiting. They don't go downtown. They don't visit with people around town. They like to keep to themselves. They're anti-Auburn tradition this, anti-that. So you complain about that. So you can't complain about the hokiness that Golish is bringing in, because he's the exact opposite. Kyle, he is what I thought Hugh Freeze was going to bring to the program when he got hired.
Dang. I'm with you. I think I agree with that.
He is exactly – because the best line that I ever heard Feinbaum say was when they were trying to decide between Hugh Freeze and Lane Kiffin, It was right around Christmas time, and Lane Kiffin refused to light the tree in Oxford, Mississippi. And he said, you know what? That ain't the guy you want at Auburn, because Hugh Freeze ain't just going to light the tree. He's going to go light everybody's tree that lives just off of College Street that same night if you want him to come into your house. So I kind of thought that's what we would get from Hugh, the hokiness.
We did get a lot of it.
Well, the wrong kind. Not sure. Alums coming back and breaking bread at a barbecue and not bringing the band in to sing. Like, I kind of – Golish is bringing the livelihood of Auburn and Auburn University and tradition back into the locker room.
And the first time he ever came to Auburn was his introductory press conference.
That's wild.
And that, to me, opened my eyes. And I think I did a whole show about this when – and I will admit I've been just totally wrong in the way that I perceive or the way that I guess, go about my thought process when talking about what a fit is at Auburn. Like, what does an Auburn coach need to be? And I had this like very tiny box of like what I felt like an Auburn coach needed to be. But at the end of the day, all you need is somebody that is, I mean, obviously a good football coach, but somebody that'll work hard and embrace the things that made Auburn, that make Auburn Auburn.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
And Alex, is that not like
and not the just textbook? You got your players that didn't sign originally with Auburn also buying in.
Yeah, exactly.
And they will be those guys that you just talked about that will be at a cookout, you know, moving forward 10 years from now.
Exactly. Especially, and it could be even guys that, you know, maybe spent more time at other places that finish here. Like, I can see, especially if they go out and have a really good year, I can see Byron Brown being at this cookout, like, down the road. You know, he's only spent 1 year here. I don't know.
Look at Cam Newton's a prime example.
Great example.
Cam Newton came here, got embraced by everybody. To this day, he can walk downtown and people want pictures, love him. They don't. All the national media talks about how he dresses and his hot takes. Auburn fans don't care. He brought Auburn a national championship. He embraced Auburn. He comes back. He sits in the stands. He cheers. He shows up at basketball games. He cheers. He showed up at basketball games even his last year at Auburn to cheer. I mean, he showed up at baseball games. I mean, I think that is what Golish is trying to instill in these players too. If you give everything you got for Auburn, Auburn will give back. But that ought to, they ought to know that just from the people showing up and selling out stadiums for 5-win football programs over the last 5 years.
Exactly. Exactly.
And I think Golish is trying to instill that in them. And that's another reason he has Jairus bring those, you know, Jairus McIntyre bring those players in. Let those guys, because all those guys will tell them. They'll say, guys, if you give to Auburn, will give back to you more than anybody else because of little things like this. I mean, Bo Jackson said it. People go, you know, why do you like going back to visit? And he said, because unlike Chicago where he lives, he goes, I can go to Auburn. And, yeah, I'll have to take a picture or sign an autograph or two, but I'm just one of them. I can go sit down in a restaurant and eat a meal with my family and not be bothered. And that is something Auburn has just been able to do with the people that they love and welcome them home. And I think it's hard for other people to understand that.
And that's fine.
Yeah.
You do you. We'll do us.
Yeah. you don't see it take place. There's some places it takes place. Like, I give Herschel credit when he was at, like, he can go back to Georgia and he's treated like that. But, you know, for the most part, you don't hear guys celebrated coming back and here they are. And, and it's something that's special. And I think Golish is trying to instill that in. So yeah. Is it hokey? Yeah. Is it tradition? Yeah. Can there be a future in it? And the guys that are currently on the program and again, that accountability issue, but if you go out and stub your toe this year, you don't want to come back to the cookout because you're going to be held accountable 20 years from now. They're going to be like, yeah, you had an opportunity to do something and you didn't.
Exactly. Love it, man. Guys, let us know what you think. Again, you can't really let us know what you think right now, but you will be able to very, very soon, as we'll be able to have our memberships back on YouTube. And you'll be able to watch the videos and then comment, and we can obviously respond back and forth. So hang in there. It's coming. Thank you all for hanging in there with us, and we'll be back again soon. We're out of here. War Eagle.
War Damn Eagle.